For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. 5 years ago, the great flood of 2015 wreaked havoc on the Midlands when about 20 inches of rain fell in one day, a so-called thousand-year rain. Hundreds of homes were flooded, and some people have yet to recover from that event. Not only homes, but public utilities were damaged. One very visible example in Columbia's downtown is the Columbia Canal beside the Broad River, from which the city gets half its drinking water. Assistant City Manager Clint Sheely remembers when, on October 4th, floodwaters broke through the canal's embankment, dumping its waters into the river.
The flow coming from the Broad River was so great that we were unable to contain that flow within our canal. The level in the canal overtopped the earthen embankment and quickly eroded away the embankment. And so we had a breach in our canal of between 80 and 100 feet.
Columbia Special Projects Administrator Gregory Tucker continued the story.
So when the breach occurred and the river dropped down, it basically prevented us from feeding the raw water to the water plant at the canal. So that affected a tremendous amount of the city's water customers' ability to get water.
Sheely said a long-term but still temporary fix was built upstream from the breach.
We started constructing a rock dam perpendicular to the flow of water that would basically impound the water within the canal and give us a pool that we could pump out of with our normal intake pumps. The rock dam remains and serves us to this day.
Like homeowners throughout the area, the city applied to FEMA for funds to repair the damaged canal and its hydroelectric power station. According to Tucker, FEMA at first didn't accept the city's damage claims.
We basically presented our findings to FEMA, and then you go through the process of ultimately proving that the damage was related to the storm and not just wear over the life of the canal. It's not something FEMA looks at all the time. It's not like a flooded house. Ultimately, they decided to bring in a third-party technical consultant. The third-party technical consultant agreed with 99% of what we were asking for.
The consultant opened FEMA's eyes, and after 5 years of negotiations, the agency has just granted repair funds to the city, said Sheely.
We've identified what we think is roughly $42 million in damages, but what's important is we agreed on a scope of damage. So if the work is designed and it comes in at $35 million, then FEMA will cover $35 million. If it comes in at $45 or $50 million, then that will be covered.
Because of an earlier discovery of an ancient canoe, Tucker said preliminary work has just begun with an archaeological study to discover other possible Indian sites or artifacts.
What it is to make sure any repair we design does not damage or destroy these things, or if they do need to be moved, how do we mitigate them so we don't destroy or damage them and the resource isn't lost?
Sheely gave an estimate of when the canal may be back in operation following the repair process that starts with the archaeological study.
That is the predecessor to the design of the improvements, the permitting, bidding, and then construction. So when you line all of those things up, I think we're still looking at a four-year time frame to be back into operation of the canal and the hydroelectric generating facility.
Both men agreed that the repairs, made to 21st century standards, will leave the canal more resilient and in a better position than it was in 2015. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.